New Jersey and Delaware have joined a lawsuit against the Trump administration over its decision to cut health and science funding to universities and research institutions. WHYY's Nicole Leonard spoke with New Jersey's Attorney General about the future of this funding.
The National Institutes of Health under the Trump administration told universities and research institutions last week that it will now cap funding for indirect project costs. These are things like facility and administrative expenses. Under the new rules, the cap would be 15%, but many universities use far more for overhead costs. Local academic leaders say they rely on that money to carry out research on HIV, Alzheimer's, genetic conditions, and other diseases. New Jersey Attorney General Matthew Platkin calls the funding cuts reckless and illegal.
I heard from a lot of our institutions that this was an existential threat to them, and it happened overnight with no warning. In violation of the law and without consideration for the harms it would cause.
Platkin and other attorneys general say the Trump administration is violating a federal law that provides protections for indirect cost payments. A federal judge in Boston has temporarily blocked the new funding limits, and a court date is set for later this month. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.